بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم. In the previous verse, Allah Ta'ala explained to the Ahlul Kitab that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to them and the Quran Sharif has come to them, in which the clear signs of Islam are made manifest and the clear signs of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam to bring Iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are also made very clear. Now in this ayat, Allah tabaraka ta'ala explains, يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ. By this kitab, جس سے اللہ ہدایت کرتا ہے اس کو جو تابع ہوا اس کی رضا کا. By the Quran Sharif and by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the sifat, the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which I explained, and the Quran Sharif, but the two Allah ta'ala guides. But that person who wants مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ, that person who follows the pleasure of Allah, that is, his object of life is to please Allah tabaraka ta'ala. That is very important to establish in our life, that my object of life is to please Allah, not to please any person, not to please shaitan is out of the question, not to please my nafs, but to please Allah Ta'ala. A person who makes that niyat, then Allah guides that person towards the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So that is very important to bring that person foremost in our lives, to make an effort that Allah's pleasure, whatever I do, is Allah pleased with me or not. That is the first thing that a person must work for and see. And when a person does that, Allah guides him to his pleasure. And secondly, وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ, اور ان کو نکالتا ہے اندھیروں سے روشنی میں اپنے حکم سے. And Allah Ta'ala then takes out those people from darkness into نور by His command, by His permission. ظُلُمَات is in the plural here. That is, whatever types of wrongs a person might be involved in, whatever you can think of, when a person makes the Allah his pleasure, then Allah Ta'ala takes out those people from all those wrong things, all things which a person dislikes, which a person cannot come out from. He comes out and he returns to it again. Allah will take him out to ilan nur, towards nur, that is singular, that is the nur of Islam. Allah Ta'ala will guide him towards that bi-idhnihi, by Allah's command. And Allah's command is above everything, and by that Allah will guide a person to righteousness. And further, وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, اور ان کو چلاتا ہے سیدھی راہ. And Allah Ta'ala makes those people walk the straight path. In everything, Allah guides them towards the straight and the correct path. So that is what we must do, is to seek the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala guides those people towards His pleasure, takes them out from darkness into light, and also Allah Ta'ala guides them towards the straight path. So this was addressed to the Bani Israel, that is the Jews and the Christians, that they should take a lesson from this, make Allah Ta'ala their object. And in there is a lesson for us also as Muslims and as the readers of the Quran Sharif, that we make Allah Ta'ala our prime object in life, and we try our best to please Him, and then He will take us out from darkness to nur. He will guide us to the straight path, and He will guide us towards His pleasure. May Allah give us all that tawfiq, and may Allah Ta'ala make that easy for all of us. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.